In today's Tech Bytes, Sony brings 3D to its point-and-shoot cameras. Sony's unveiled two new CyberShot models that feature a 3D panorama mode. The system works by capturing a rapid-fire burst of pictures as you sweep the camera around, and the software does the rest, turning it into 3D. But you won't be able to see the effect on the viewfinder. You'll need a 3D TV or computer. The cameras will be released in September. One of the issues that may prevent electric cars from catching on is the amount of time it takes to charge them. But a Japanese company claims it has solved that problem. The company says it's developed a charger that needs just 3 minutes for a 50% charge and 5 minutes to get up to 70%. That is about the same amount of time it takes to fill up a car with gas. The company expects its charger to be in gas stations all over Japan by next March. Microsoft has been rolling out a new version of its Hotmail email service to some users. The overhauled program has new features that address spam and clutter and give you tools to better manage your inbox. USA Today's Ed Begg says Microsoft has really cleaned up its act.
I used to have nothing but spam in my Hotmail inbox. Now, through the efforts Microsoft's making, largely behind the scenes, most of it, not all of it, has disappeared. It's worth giving it a second look. The new Hotmail is relevant, it's modern, and it stacks up nicely against its competitors, Yahoo and Gmail.
And you can read Ed's full review on USAtoday.com. Finally, residents in Pennsylvania can now get Chianti and Cabernet the same way they get a Coke, by vending machine. The state recently introduced the country's first wine kiosks. Customers choose a wine on a touchscreen display. They swipe their ID. They blow into an alcohol sensor, and then they get their wine. The whole process takes just about 20 seconds. For information on all these stories, log on to the technology page of abcnews.com. Those are your Tech Bytes. I'm Jeremy Hubbard.